From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Despite that title, I did not hold the keys to the kingdom as some have suggested. I was not the primary White House contact for purposes of the development or approval of the U.S. Attorney replacement plan.
You got civil service laws, you've got obstruction of justice with any laws that you could have broken by taking political considerations into account, quote, on some occasions.
The best I can say is that I know I took political considerations into account on some occasions.
Was that legal?
I crossed the line of the civil service rules.
The fact is, this is simply the best bill we could put together and that would be signed. It's a political reality. It is not what we want to pass.
Senate Democrats will not stop our efforts to change the course of this war until either enough Republicans join us to reject President Bush's failed policy or we get a new president.
We should remember as we return home to our families this weekend that thousands of American men and women will be fighting for us far away from their homes. The very least we can do for them this Memorial Day is to give them the tools they need to stay in the fight.
They're here because we're giving them jobs. They're here because we're providing them with the jobs, and they're and basically are required for the health of our economy. Further, they make a huge contribution. So how can we legally get a handle on this?
Instead of punishing these people, a few senators and the administration have crafted a large-scale get-out-of-jail-free pass.
This bill provides the best chance to reform our immigration system and help us make certain we know who's in our country and where they are.